Hi, empaths, healers, and artists. Welcome back to Empath Entertainment, the podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. Good to see you. Or feel you, rather. Sorry, that was a weird joke about being an empath. But what I wanted to address today and see what your input is on this is how important it is in your healing journey, in your transformation, in your goal setting, right, in manifestation. What really is the most key component to everything is your self-identity. And, you know, adopting the title empath had advantages and disadvantages for me. It kind of, you know, any type of label can be a directive to the subconscious to keep us stuck in these patterns, right? An empath sort of, the term empath implies this absorbent, this absorbent energy field, porous boundaries, lack of filters, symbolize someone who's overwhelmed, right? Compassion fatigue, and always attracting narcissists and energy vampires, and so that isn't terribly empowering, is it? So for me, I had to really look at that and work with healers and coaches and mentors that supported me in seeing myself empowered, not letting me get away with, even humorously, even joking about being a victim, right? Or giving myself an out because, well, that's just the nature of an empath. And I think it is easy to go there and see how certain circumstances are out of our control, or, but what can be very empowering is not only seeing yourself as already empowered, already embodying the changes, right, and shifting your self-identity that way, but also working with a mentor or teacher or coach who can see that for you as well. Right, it's one of the most powerful things to find in somebody you're working with, somebody who is able to hold that image for you, and it supports your transformation in working with them. I learned that from my hypnosis teacher when I started, you know, working with internal family systems. I was really excited by how the potential for unburdening a lot of the heaviness, right? That there are parts of me that are carrying the heavy burden, and maybe I over-identify with an exiled part, and, you know, and that's why I feel like the outcast, or that's why I feel like the reject, or the black sheep, right? Or I just don't belong. That's the voice of the exile. So, you know, and I tend to blend with that, those parts, right? Those parts, those voices are loud inside of me and, are activated oftentimes and feel the pain. So, I realized that was part of my journey, and I don't think that's everyone's case as an empath. I don't know how far reaching that is, but I know that's true for me. And as soon as I started kind of listening to myself, listening to these parts, right? Respecting them, not dismissing them. Because that's part of the reason they get so active, because they've been dismissed or they've been ignored, right? Particularly if they're exiled, they've been ignored. They've not only been ignored, they've been rejected, pushed out, separated. And that inner separation creates so much suffering. And if we don't have an inner sense of connection and belonging, we don't feel it outside of us. We don't recognize it or see it outside of us, right? we'll be almost incapable of doing so, right? Even if we're well-loved, well-liked, we'll still feel that, well, they probably talk about me behind my back, right? Or we'll have these, maybe the inner saboteur will come up, right? So looking at these disempowered archetypes, we can empower them too, right? We can work with these archetypes and empower them by bringing them into the light through our awareness. So there's all these abilities, you know, we're really capable of doing this work, this internal work, as a sensitive, as an artist, as someone who already sort of navigates these levels of consciousness, who can access them. And that that exploration can feel like play. It doesn't have to be serious. Just like one of my favorite scenes I was ever in was, I played Lady Macduff in Macbeth, and that scene, the murder scene, it was, you know, you wouldn't look outside of that and think that's fun to do or work through or play, but I think that was one of the most fun and rewarding roles I ever played. It was very, I really enjoyed navigating those emotions, and, you know, they're very dark and deep, but I'm not afraid of that. I think as an artist, that's a strength. That's a huge strength. We're here to sort of look at those places that other people are afraid of, and same as empaths and healers, intuitives. And I think oftentimes we shut it down because, other people have made it evil or taboo, and that scares the living daylights out of us, because not only do we feel all alone in the world, but then we have to navigate these things that are painted as very scary too. So, but that can be a huge strength. So know that, right? Like, know that, you know, exploring and integrating the shadow stuff, it's really rewarding. It can be very unburdening, and it gives you more spiritual immunity and protection. And that's part of this process that we're navigating as empaths. That's part of the reason we're so open, and our filters don't filter things out. So we think it's us, right? We think it's our emotion, right? These transmissions, we think that's our thought. That's our, sometimes even life purpose. We get confused because we're so oriented to absorb from those around us to protect ourselves. And it's outdated. We don't need that anymore. In fact, it's a little nosy, really, isn't it? You're being a little nosy there psychically. But I understand it feels like it's out of your control, possibly. And then it's a compulsive read on other people. So learning to like turn that off at times becomes important. I found that, you know, as I was doing this self-realization, this self-actualization work and self-discovery and really strengthening my boundaries, I have a really amazing mentor who works primarily with body talk, if you're familiar with that system. Really interesting work. And in this business alchemy program, that was part of it. And you can do that through working with archetype, right? And bringing it into light. I have this series on my Urban Empath channel. You're probably familiar if you know me from there, where I work through the tarot cards, right? Journey Through the Tarot is the series. Each week, I work with a different card as an archetype, and we kind of navigate the experiences that come up to deepen our understanding of those symbols. We look at the history, the symbolism, and the divination for each card. Spend a week navigating experiences through that lens, and setting intentions to call in experiences. Some of the scarier weeks were facing the death, the devil, right? Those were some, I was scared. I was intimidated. I almost skipped them altogether, but I thought, I took myself off the pedestal and gave myself less power, right? I thought, this is a co-creative process, Rachel. You're not going to kill anybody by working with the death card, right? Because I was terrified of losing someone close to me or what's going to happen, you know? But I have to say, while I wasn't close to him that week with the death card, that was the week that Kobe Bryant and his daughter and some close friends were killed in that helicopter crash. And that was big news, right? So I thought, wow, that was really interesting. So experiences can show up outside of us and outside of our sphere, right, of influence. Or so it was just to sort of show, it's also to show me my personal relationship with the cards. It's an immersion, right? Anytime you want to really understand something more deeply, you immerse yourself, right? If you want to learn how to work with crystals, you don't read a crystal book, right? You might start there. But then what you want to do is you want to actually work with a crystal. What would you actually do with that crystal if you were doing crystal healing work? Well, you'd probably put it on a energy point or somewhere on the body or have someone hold it and tune into the energy, right? So you want to do that yourself. Immerse yourself in the experience and just observe what shows up for you, right? You don't have to make it mean anything necessarily, but just see what shows up. I do that kind of work on the channel Urban Empath as well. So really just exploring and accessing these different levels of consciousness and awareness and experimenting, exploring with our sphere of influence. What can we influence? And working with those archetypes helps bring them into the light, right? Even the devil, even death, being conscious and aware and confronting those aspects of life will actually help us commit to living more deeply. Because if there's parts of us that we're unconsciously pushing away or refusing to acknowledge, those are areas where we sort of aren't consenting to life, right? We're not consenting to that part of life. We're pushing that away. And it kind of fragments us. And so you actually become stronger, more aware, more attuned, and more immune spiritually when you integrate those shadows and bring them to the light, right? Every card has, every archetype has light and dark attributes. How does it show up when it's in your conscious awareness or integrated? And how does it show up when you've pushed it away and it's, you're not acknowledging that you own that aspect, right? Because the idea is that we all contain everything. You're not a drop in the ocean. You're the ocean in a drop. You contain everything, right? Just like the elements. You might contain them in different combinations, but different levels, but we all have all of them and access to all of them. So that's the idea. And there are certain ones that we're more comfortable and familiar with, but that doesn't mean we don't have the capability, the access, or those parts internally inside of us. So that's the idea. And all of these systems sort of work together. And I saw how, you know, working with the chakra system, well, there are the elements as well, you know, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. There they are. They're showing up there too. And, oh, I can see how we can work with the elements to balance the chakras. Oh, we're looking at human needs, right? Human needs psychology. Certainty, uncertainty, significance, connection, and love, growth and contribution. I can see how they align with the chakras. Oh, and therefore the elements, and then I can work with those. And I love looking at systems like that and seeing how I can have a little more influence over myself and maybe support other people in navigating that too. So your identity kind of encompasses all of these aspects. And if you can be aware of that and accept that and integrate those aspects, you have more influence. And I think that's the point. I always felt like I wanted more control. I didn't want to feel like I was compulsively doing anything. I wanted to feel like I had some say. So looking at different systems has really supported me in doing that. And working with hypnosis recently and really fine-tuning those skills, because I've always been interested and worked with that system in part, Ericksonian, right? Ericksonian hypnosis, and some NLP components and lots of different things in there. But where coming back to self-identity, right? As we work with neuroplasticity, we're shifting our identity, how we hold ourselves in our mind. It's key. It's key. If you see yourself as a victim, if that's the identity you hold and have stored in your unconscious, it's a servo mechanism. It might continue to give you those experiences. And that's what I wanted to shift out of for myself, right? I didn't want to have to continue to have those experiences in order to fulfill this label. So working not only internally with yourself, looking at your own identity, but working with someone who can see that for you as well, see you empowered already, right? And support that process for you, already see you performing at the level you're seeking, already see you hitting your target. And you can also reverse engineer that. If you see someone who's living out those goals that you're seeking, you can take them on as a model, a mentor, right? And model their behavior and try that on for yourself. So, and that will, you can help support that shift in identity, that transformation that way as well, right? As artists, we're doing that all the time. So that's nothing new. And as a healer, you're probably emulating, if you're just starting as a healer, you're probably emulating someone else you've seen, right? Someone else you look up to. I hear the voices of my teachers. I see the approach, their approach and things that I do. And we're navigating, finding our own unique voice, fingerprint, and purpose. So this is a process. Working it out. And, but that shift in identity, that can happen in a moment. And that's what's exciting to me, you know, accessing the control panel there and telling the unconscious what to do. I like that idea. Serving at my orders. I like that idea. But I'm really fine-tuning that process with my mentor. And I've already seen the effects. It's really incredible what we're really capable of doing and co-creating here. So I hope this episode was inspiring to you. I hope that, you know, you resonated to a certain extent, that there was some medicine, right? Not all wisdom's for every person, just sharing some of my experiences. And so let me know in the comments or reach out to me, info@urbanempath.com, and let me know if this helped you, if there's another problem you're confronting currently that you could use some advice on, any questions, something you'd like an episode on, or to just have a session, let me know. All right, I will see you in the next one. Bye.